Hurricane Irma is expected to hit Florida later today and then work its way north. The monster hurricane is one of the strongest ever recorded in the Atlantic and appears to be the largest ever in recorded history. So far, 18 people have died in the Caribbean. In Georgia, Governor Nathan Deal has declared a state of emergency for 30 counties. Most of the coast is under mandatory evacuation orders. Joining us now is John Knox, professor of geology and meteorology at the University of Georgia. Hi, John.
Hi.
Let's start with some basics. Can you tell me the difference between a there's three levels. There's warning, watch, and statement of a hurricane. What is the difference?
Right. A hurricane watch means that you can have hurricane conditions in an area up to about 48 hours in advance. A hurricane warning means conditions are expected within probably the next 24 to 36 hours. And hurricane conditions mean winds of, say, 75 miles an hour sustained or greater.
So Irma was downgraded from a Category 5 to a Category 4. I should mention there's a lot of misinformation going out over the internet. There is no such thing as a Category 6 hurricane. But
that's correct.
Hurricane Irma was downgraded from 5 to 4. What does that mean?
Not much. Hurricane Irma has already set a record for the longest period of top-level Category 5 hurricane in the Atlantic, Caribbean, or Gulf that we've seen since, say, 1950, 1960. What it's doing right now is it's reorganizing just a little bit, and its winds came down just enough to be out of Category 5 into a strong Category 4. The difference between those two is not a lot in terms of the damage, however. And all along, the forecast has been for Irma to stay between about Category 4 and Category 5 from here until it hits the Florida coast sometime on Sunday.
So, you know, we now have coming out of the out of NOAA that they say no storm on record anywhere on the globe has maintained winds 185 miles per hour or above for as long as Irma has. I assume that's what you were just referring to. How significant
is
that?
It means that this is an extremely powerful storm. It's also a large storm, and it's forecast to get bigger in size as it gets closer to Florida and then goes up the Florida Peninsula. So that means that the area of damage is going to be extensive, assuming that the forecasts hold.
And that also means that the area of evacuation has to be much broader. I mean, just area of where people are in danger.
That's right. The number of people that are at risk from Irma includes most of the population of Florida and then the population of much of Georgia, honestly, at somewhat lesser risk, but not zero risk. That's a lot of people. That's tens of millions of people.
So, okay. So why is it so difficult? Or let me put it another way. How accurate are we now in predicting the movement of a hurricane and which way it will turn?
I'll give you a little historical perspective. In 1900, a hurricane hit Galveston, Texas. It was not known the hurricane was going to hit Galveston till it hit Galveston. There was zero warning, and up to 12,000 people died in Galveston. It changed American history, basically. Today, we have about a week's worth of notice. Thanks to supercomputers, thanks to information gathering from satellite, thanks to cadres of meteorologists that devote their lives to this. So last Sunday night, we knew that Irma would be a powerful hurricane just southeast or on the coast of southeast Florida on Sunday, a week ahead. So we've had great notice of that. And so the big picture is that our forecasting ability in terms of the track of hurricanes is it's like science fiction. It's so good now.
All right. So let's actually hear from one evacuee. Let's take a listen to her comments.
My name is Sarah Landman, and I'm from Naples, Florida. Yeah, we evacuated 2 days ago, just ahead of the storm, just knowing that it was going to be crazy getting out of Florida. So we planned ahead and booked a hotel in Gainesville for a night, and we've been in Atlanta for a night, and we're just kind of watching to see what it does, and we'll either go a little bit north or we'll keep going north to stay with family for a while.
John, what would you say to we have about a minute left, but what would you say to people who at this point may be in the hurricane's path or are thinking, wait, we'll wait and see?
If they're in South Florida, they should probably get out The winds are going to be well over 100 miles an hour in gusts. In some places, it will be sustained winds well over 100 miles an hour. The level of damage will be beyond anything that they've experienced unless they were in ground zero of Hurricane Andrew. So if they're down there, they need to get out. But we also need to talk about the impacts that are going to come all the way to possibly Atlanta.
That is John Knox. He is a professor of geology and meteorology at the University of Georgia. John, thank you very much.